National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Dave, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's April 30th, 2018. And we're here to talk about everything that affects everything. The markets, Trump land, the economy, jobs, unemployment, taxes, deficit, spending, scams, shams, corruption. You name it, we cover it. And as always, we have lots to cover today, inside and outside the markets. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button to go to Twitter, Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles we post, charts of the day, news of the day. If you want to hear what we're doing, like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button or call us at 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Press the subscribe button to get our notes direct to you and the consulting button if you do for others or yourself. And don't forget, in about 5 weeks, we are starting up the email service again. We're offering at least 1 month free trial. It'll be a month minimum. No obligation, no credit cards. We're not going to ask because we know how I feel when I'm asked for credit cards. So if you'd like to get on our email service for a month, and it's going to be leaders and laggards with notes and stuff like that, with entry and exit, email me at GaryK.com or GKaltbaum at Kaltbaum.net. So ladies and gentlemen, as I have told you, and this is serious, by the way. This is not joking. It's us against them. You do realize us. We wake up every morning, work hard to do better for ourselves and our families every day. We follow the rules and just want to do better. That's all. That's all we want to do. We look for a fair and level playing field, and we keep our fingers crossed that the people that are running the country know what the hell they're doing. Well, you know the easy part. Today, $3 billion of more debt was foisted upon you and I. Today, $1 billion of our dollars is going towards the interest on the debt that they all created. So they all continue to fight us. They're fighting us. That's what they're doing. We have blindfolds on, and we're trying to get through, and they keep punching us. That's what they keep doing with everything they're doing. And I want to just mention a couple of things here to give you an understanding of what the hell's going on. Because it's not just the politicians, it's the people also that back the politicians with those blinders. And it's as simple as, you just had this unfunny, funny woman. They call her comedian that got to go to this deal that they do every year for the press and the journalists and all that. And she basically was unfunny. And she basically attacked the normal, as you expect of these people. Vicious, vile, sleazy, slimy scumbags that have rules for themselves. And, of course, the people that back them. But the other side's no better. Donald Trump had made fun of Carly Fiorina's face, called Rosie O'Donnell a fat you-know-what on many occasions, has put down everything and everybody, antagonized viciously, vilely. You know that, right, Trumpsters? You know that. He's a tough guy. But the interesting thing is about how the people that defend Trump are all upset about this comedian because she was the usual. Sleazy, slimy, scummy, and unfunny. Witless, useless, funnyless. And she used harmful rhetoric. And of course, she got blasted by the Trump defenders. And of course, the left defenders, oh, she was funny. What are you complaining about? Oh, look what Donald Trump does, this, that, and the other thing. These are the same ones who say you have to be tolerant. Women, you can't, don't put down women. No, you can't do that. So as usual, both sides are full of crap. Full of crap. In fact, if you put both sides in a cow field with a lot of cows and a lot of dung, you could not tell them between the dung. Both sides. Now, we don't care about any of them. We have no agenda, no alternative motive, no bias except for you. Because it's us against them. You think the people defending Trump care about us? You think the people defending this moronic comedian care about us? They don't. They're out for their home team. And I found it laughable. There was one in particular today. It was a woman that was on, a pundit, blasting this comedian. Oh, rah, 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 how dare she do this to a woman? But I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute here. She's on Trump's campaign and defends him 24/7. And she's whining, complaining about a woman ripping another woman. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. Is this person insane? Does this person on TV need a rubber room, a straitjacket, to look straight into the camera with a straight face, blasting a woman for ripping on a woman when she is the biggest defender of Trump? And then I went to the left. You know, that beautiful, wonderful, tolerant left. And they're defending this woman for being the vile person that she is. And I'm thinking to myself, no wonder where we are where we are. But I'm not done. Because in the same few days, you ever watch this MSNBC? Well, it's really not MSNBC. It's BONBC, Barack Obama NBC, or HCNBC, Hillary Clinton NBC, or ATNBC, Against Trump NBC. They got this woman on, Joy Reid. Did you read this story? She's out blasting Trump as racist, homophobic, this, that, and the other thing 24/7. Well, it turns out from years ago, she was a racist, homophobic, hate gays, just total hate of everything. The interesting thing was she loved Trump. But now she hates Trump, and now she's a lover of everything. Do you know what happened this weekend? She got defended by the people she's been blasting. The gays came out and said, oh, we know you're with us now. But by the way, she said, I do not believe I said those things. I do not believe I said those things. So the woman's full of crap, completely full of crap, but yet she has a TV show on HCBOBCNBC. She has her own TV show. And, of course, he had a bunch of gay people on defending her. So there you go again. Us against them. But I'm not done. Bob Menendez, senator from New Jersey. The Senate found him for taking bribes. You know, if we took bribes, we're going to jail. We're going to be arrested, take the perp walk, go into jail, be found guilty. Nope. He got, don't do that anymore. Us against them. The Senate did nothing to this man. This sleazy, slimy, scummy criminal. And I'm not even talking about that he was accused of going with young prostitutes in the Dominican Republic with this same guy that he took bribes from. A sitting senator. So that was this weekend. Just this weekend. And these are the people that enabled $21 trillion of debt, $3 billion a day, $1 billion of interest a day. And we sit here and what do? You know all the marches? You know they do all these marches, 100,000 people show up for this, that, and the other thing. Where is the 10 million taxpayer march on Washington, D.C.? On all these people. Just thinking out loud to myself. What do you think? You think 8 of you will follow me if we do this? Up next, a couple of more things on this, and then you're not going to want to hear what I have to say on the markets. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
That's 800-915-9658.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. In one weekend of an insane asylum, I simply encapsulated all that is wrong. A game of three-card Monte, where they're trying to get us to not pay attention to all the crap that they have done and just look over here. Do you know the big NBC news exclusive today? It's not that North Korea is going to destroy all their nuclear and they're going to actually let people in there. Unlike Iran, people are going to get to go in there and they'll blow everything up in front of them. That they want to be a part of this world. That's not the news. The news is, and I'm reading it as I speak, as I'm speaking to you. NBC News exclusive. Kelly calls Trump idiot. John Kelly, chief of staff. That's the breaking news on the national broadcasting company, NBC. Thus, it's us against them. These supposed legitimate outlets that wake up every morning to report the news. Ladies and gentlemen, who's insane? No, really. Who? We find out today that there is a damn good chance Iran has stuck the middle finger out at Barack Obama with that nuclear deal, and that ain't even being reported. That's not even news. But the new NBC News exclusive, John Kelly called Donald Trump an idiot. Yes. Whew. So back to my point. Are we ever going to do anything about this? Is there anything we could do about it? Or are we just trying to run up a mudslide? Because it's getting worse by the day. You know who the big winner was this weekend? This comedian. She's now famous as all hell. And she's probably going to make five times what she was making. Because the idiots on the right who defend Trump's vileness are blasting her and making her famous. And the idiots on the left, well, Go read the Joy Reid story, and you'll know what I think of the idiots on the left. Just remember, they're not for tolerance. They're not against people who are not tolerant. They're only for against people that are not in their little fold that are not tolerant, and they don't care about the ones, other ones. You do realize that not until a few years ago that the Clintons, Obama, were completely against gay marriage. You know that, right? You know they changed when the poll numbers changed, right? They weren't tolerant people. At all. Ooh, but oops, I'm a politician. I have to throw away anything I think. Screw it. I gotta kiss some butt. And they fall for it. We don't fall for anything here. We're tired of them all. There's no cover-up anymore for us. These people might as well have plastic around them because we can see straight into them. They are power-hungry, sycophantic maggots. And it's become tiresome as all hell. And we got it all in one weekend with a Bob Menendez that should be in jail. In jail. And that's for starters. And the biggest news is on the back page that a nuclear North Korea may get completely rid of it. And you know what? I couldn't care less why. And maybe he's faking the whole thing. But at least there's an opportunity. One hell of an opportunity. But John Kelly called Donald Trump an idiot. What are we going to do next? Anyway, I hope you understand where I'm coming from here. This is a show about you. And they don't care about you. They care about you about 3 months before every election. Don't you know that? When they start telling you what they're going to do for you and how your lot in life will only be better if you vote for them and how your lot in life will suck if you don't vote for them. Remember that. All right, I think I covered everything I wanted to cover. Let me waste a little bit of time. The Mets are 17-9, 1.5 games in front of Atlanta and Philadelphia. The most important thing, they're 6.5 ahead of Washington, who's not playing good ball. And LeBron. I got to tell you, he's no Michael Jordan. But I have to tell you, he's magnificent. Nobody's going to ever be Jordan. Just remember, in Jordan's days, they gave you clotheslines and elbows and forearms. And still fouls were not called. Now if your pinky touches one bit of hair, you're called for a technical. So it's a lot different now. Jordan would average 60 a game now with the defenses the way they are. But damn, LeBron James, I am so impressed not only as a player but as a man. I love that he's a role model. I dig the guy, and he never played for the Knicks, and I still dig him. And I have to mention Victor Oladipo of Indiana, my Orlando Magic, my local team. Boy, you guys suck for getting rid of him. Boy, that Rob Hennigan, that GM, destroyed the team. And then he gets fired and probably has 2 years left on his contract. What a life. Now we're done. So I want you to listen carefully. The markets. Remember what I told you. We better not break the lows. Remember that, right? Because the fact that we held the lows so many times over a certain period of time that if we did break it, it would lead to some real selling. We'll start with that. So up next, market wrap and everything else that has to do with it. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
is Talk Radio. You're listening to
America is Talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thank you. Much obliged. Appreciate it. Let's do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbeck, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man if you're either in or out of the market. With his proprietary indicators, go check it out. Investment-models.com. Well, first off, backing up, we've been telling you that the market's playing ping pong. Back and forth and going nowhere. In that ping pong, we've had the group we like the most, but, you know, very tough to play, is the oils. The worst acting group as of late is the semiconductors. And as you know, semiconductors are one of the two most important groups for us. There's no way the market's going higher when the semiconductors are going lower, and it's something to watch because they can potentially lead down. Now, I make note that Friday we opened up really strong and we crapped out. Well, we opened up really strong again, and not only did we crap out, but we sold out and finished on the lows of the day. So we remain in ping pong, below the 50, but above the 200, and still holding the lows. We better hold the lows. Now, first off, the semiconductors, the weakest of, as we told you, it looks like a big mountaintop. And we told you also that 1210-ish area, 1205 to 1220, it better not break. We're down 14 today to 1244, and the semiconductors basically led down after being up early. So the Dow finished down 148, and that includes McDonald's being up 9 with their 9% drop in sales year over year. I don't understand. Maybe they're selling cannabis over at the McDonald's stores. I don't know. I take that back. I don't want to get sued. I said maybe. Anyway, my point is that McDonald's was about 70 Dow points. S&P down 21, NASDAQ 53, NASDAQ 50, SOX 13, as mentioned. Transports 125, advanced declines 2-1 to the negative. But the story was the Dow today on the open hit a high of 24.5, so a 335-point difference. We were up 190. And finished down 148. Catching my drift? The NASDAQ hit today 71.69, 103 points. We were up 50. Finished down 53. Opened up, sold it off. The S&P 500 today hit 26.83. Yeah, 35. Was up 15, finished down 22. So another day, now listen carefully, in the after hours they gapped it up, during real trading hours they sold it off. So we're just letting you know, and something that has to be watched because the semiconductors act like crap, and we have to watch the, go look at the XLF, it's financials. I want to put this in a way, and I'm going to admittedly say this, where I completely hedge. Listen carefully. One really strong up day can negate it, but one decent down day will take it. And all the reversals have been negative on the financials. Today, reverse down. April 24th, reverse down. April 13th, reverse down. After opening up. So we're just letting you know, at these levels, and I know we rallied up for a couple of days last week, yay. I'm just saying, in and around these levels, the institutional big money crowd is still distributing stock whenever they try to pop it up on gaps to the upside. And this must be watched. Because let me repeat, if the lows get taken out now, due to the fact they've held several times and near the same price, if they break, that'll be the big money institutional crowd giving up and knowing it's going to break and it's going to feed on itself. And what do you think is the first thing that's going to happen? The margin's going to get sold before even the initial gets sold. There's still a ton of margin, a.k.a. leverage, or leverage, a.k.a. margin. So very important to watch. And as I mentioned, we're going to watch those semis like there is no tomorrow. Other things that I noticed. Amazon, which was up 140 pre-market and only finished up 54 on Friday, was up like, hit 15, 9, 30, was up 24 today and finished down 6. Another day of distribution. Remember, Intel gapped up nicely on Friday and finished at the lows, dropped another stick today. Remember, Microsoft was up big Friday, but still finished up about $1.50, down $2.30 today, volume heavy. Boeing may just be topping the most important down name. I know it had a rally on its earnings day. But just go take a look at what I'm looking at here. To watch. The consumer staples still bear market. Nothing, you know, food, beverage, tobacco, household products. Biotech, especially mainstream type biotech. Go look at Regeneron, REGN at new yearly lows. Go look at Celgene, CELG near new yearly lows. I can go through others, but I don't want to waste your time, but you get my point. And then if you go look at, let's say, the IBB, it's a biotechnology index. That's what a bear market looks like. Look at the BBH, another kind of biotech index. That's called the U.S. listed biotech index. Ooh, that's bear market. And I have to add a few other things I just noticed today. Remember gold? It kind of tried a breakout. Remember what we told you? We told you that, and we told you that because we did not like the way the gold stocks were acting. Well, gold's back below the 50-day, gold stocks rolling over here. So letting you know that housing stocks act like crap too. And I'm also noticing, what do these companies have in common? Masco, Mohawk, Sherwin-Williams, Stanley, Black & Decker, and Whirlpool. What do they all have in common? Ding, 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 ding. Stuff for your house, you know, carpet, housewares, tools, plumbing, cabinets. Big bear markets there too. And I also noticed like First Solar was breaking out on Friday nicely on volume and then came in. Dropped 7 today and negated everything. Again, weight of the evidence, weight of the evidence. I'm hard-pressed to come up with something to say, oh, damn, that looks good. Oh, yeah, excuse me, I take that back, the oils. Which, by the way, had another decent day. After being down early, Then the news about Iran, Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu came out and blasted them, showing evidence that they've been still doing their, you know, nuclear ambition type thing. Maybe oil rallied on that and got them green, but I still think they're overbought and all that crap. So, just letting you know. Oh, yeah, and T-Mobile and Sprint announced the merger, and both stocks got kicked in the can. Their can. Up next. Maybe I'll say something nice today. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Hey, yo. Apple reports tomorrow after the close. The numbers they're supposed to report show a good earnings growth rate for Apple and sales growth. Now, we'll see what happens. There's been all kinds of conjecture on it. Apple was up 3 and change today because there was a story out, a rumor that they're going to do a big buyback and a huge dividend. I have no clue. I don't know Tim Cook. He don't know me. So we'll see. But all information that has come out from suppliers of the iPhone is that business is quite the soft as they did this iPhone 10, and I was like one of the only suckers that bought it. Actually, it's a pretty good phone. When I take pictures of the deer in my front yard, it comes out very nice. So that's tomorrow. And, you know, there's a ton of earnings this week, but a lot of the meat has really been reported already. A lot of it. And all I can tell you is, if this is the best the market has, and again, we're not telling you that major indices are going to break long-term support. We're telling you if they break it, we suspect this can be some decent trouble. Now, does that take away from the longer term? No. Remember, when we called tops, I think in 11 and 12, in 15, they turned into intermediate term tops that lasted a while, and then we got going again. We'll find out in time what this is, but as of right now, we are 100% sure that we have more time and price before the market even has a chance of really getting going. And when we slice and dice, when we scan a couple of thousand stocks and 200 sectors in a bunch of countries, there is no chance right now. And when you have so much distribution in semiconductors, for me, that's part of all I need to know. Amongst other things that we follow. And in the Dow, you know, we keep a list of Dow stocks that are above the line. I got 8 out of 30. I took Boeing off today. For this second, I'm going to add McDonald's. It kind of got back above the line, but still doesn't look real bullish. Just looks it turns the corner on volume. And by the way, with McDonald's, last four quarters, sales minus 3, minus 10, minus 11, minus 9. And the last year, kind of the same thing. But earnings are growing. So whatever they're doing with the company, maybe they're getting rid of the bad stores, fixing menus, who knows. Whatever it is, the market likes the fact that they're growing earnings. But eventually, you're going to have to grow the business. But right now, the market couldn't care less. I haven't been to McDonald's, I'd say, I don't know, 10 years, 15 years. And when I was in college, I lived by the Chicken McNuggets with the barbecue sauce and the honey sauce, whatever that was called. I want to bring something up again because you guys asked about it. And I thought I lost it, but I found it. On New York Times wrote an article in the business section on February 4th. It was titled, "For the Stock Market, the Nighttime is the Right Time. A new analysis reveals that price gains are made between the closing and opening bell." Listen to this. Since 1993, all of the S&P 500's gains have occurred outside of trading hours, which run from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. There have been no gains during trading days. It's all in gaps to the upside. Seriously. If you want, just Google the words, "For the stock market, the nighttime is the right time," and I gather the article will come up. I was surprised. I was actually surprised. Does that mean at 3:59 we should just buy the hell out of the market and sell it in the morning? Well, according to this, yeah. Anyway, just letting you know. And I had this little list I made today. I mentioned that. I did mention that also. I mentioned Israel and Iran also. Oh, buyouts. Marriott Vacations, VAC, was down $12 today to $122 because they are in the midst of going after Intercontinental Hotels, IHG. I believe it's IHG, which hardly moved up. No, or is it ILG? Let me get this right. ILG, my bad. That's ILG Inc., Leisure Services. T-Mobile and Sprint. T-Mobile was down $4 to 60. Sprint was down 90 cents to $5.61. In case you don't know, that's all about 5G. T-Mobile bought, I forgot who they bought 5 years ago for 4G. This is about 5G. They tried doing this a couple of years back, but Obama wouldn't let it happen. So they're coming back again because they think maybe Trump will be a little bit nicer about it with the FTC. We'll see. If this occurs, then there were three, Verizon, AT&T, and this one. That means it'll be more confusion and costs will go up. Don't ever believe them. They'll say costs go down. They're lying. They're not mistaking their line. But this will take a while. I'm trying to think. T-Mobile bought... I'll remember in a few minutes. But you know what? My music's going to play any second, so we'll save that for tomorrow. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. And just remember, I'm really a nice guy. If I had friends, they would tell you. And I'm just here for you. And when you get home, do like I do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kultbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kultbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,